BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Elliot. I'm 19 and I'm from Bradford. You might not know this, but I've had a cocktail with David Cameron. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Elliot.
Scott.
Tell me about this thing with David Cameron.
Right, so I was on holiday. I was in Egypt, and it was a couple of months before the election. And just going out there, sat on the beach at a little bar. And I turned round to order a couple more drinks. And David Cameron is sat right next to me, which was a little bit strange.
Just sat there doing what?
He was just, you know, he was with his family. He was having a drink. They'd just gone off into the sea, and clearly he was taking a bit of a breather.
Was he sipping a cocktail?
He wasn't until we started having a chat, and then we had a couple of drinks together, and then we went a little bit exotic, as if you imagine.
Well, so how did that conversation start up?
Well, I knew who he was, and he was just sat there, and when his drink ran dry, I thought, gotta get some laugh points here, and I offered it to buy him a drink.
And he said?
He said, yeah, definitely. We bought him a drink and we just had a chat.
What did
we
he have?
Talk about, I think he might have had a mojito. We were drinking mojitos.
Oh, come on.
Exotic.
Yeah. He was really nice, yeah.
And what were you chatting about?
We were talking, I mean, we didn't mention anything about politics, so we just kind of talked about the holiday. He was getting away from everything.
And this is before he was Prime Minister?
Yeah, just a couple of months before the election, so he's just clearly going and enjoying the calm before the storm.
So he didn't have any bodyguards or anything like that?
Nope, nothing at all. He was just there with his family.
I love that you had a mojito on a beach in Egypt with David Cameron.
Did he have shirt on or off?
Oh, he had it on.
Was it a Hawaiian shirt?
No, it was like a pink half shirt, half vest thing. It was a little bit of a strange shirt, really, like a proper dad shirt.
Yeah.
So he had a mojito and you drank a...
Mojito, we all decided to have some mojitos. They were particularly good at that bar, if I remember.
And will you stay in touch because you made holiday friends?
I did, and this isn't a joke. I did actually ask him if he had Facebook. He said no. And that was kind of where we left it. I wasn't going to take his number or anything because what could I possibly need to call him for?
That's the thing, you see. People you meet on holiday, you get back and it's like, what have we actually got in common?
Exactly.
It's tricky because you probably both just went your separate ways, didn't you? He went and ran the country in the UK and you...
I'm wanting to be a DJ like you, Scott.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's fun.
It is. It sounds fun.
It's a laugh. We have a laugh, didn't we, Chris?
It's great fun.
We have a laugh.
You should get the Prime Minister on your show. That would be a good guest.
We talked for like an hour and a bit, and it was almost a bit weird because we were going on the next day, and I thought you might be the Prime Minister in a few months.
Yeah.
And we just had a proper chat, so I wonder if he'd remember me. Cause if we'd have had a few more drinks, we could have shared like stories of each other and had a sing song.
And you could have had, like, an epic slow-motion goodbye on the beach where you embraced.
Yeah, that's what I mean with the music and the slow-motion running.
That's a shame.
Chris, could you send him your nudie pen, do you reckon, if I sent it? Say that I sent it with you.
We only give them out on birthdays.
No, not
on
always.
Birthday.
It's the Prime Minister.
Still, got to be strict about these things, really.
Let me know. I'll see what I can do.
So you want us to send you a nudie pen, which you will then pass on to David Cameron?
Yes, that is the reason.
All right, Elliot, well, good to speak to you today. Thank you very much for introducing the show.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Saw on Twitter earlier that Ed Sheeran has lost both his guitars on a flight back from America. I think one of them's called Cyril. I like it that he gives his guitars names. So if anyone has any guitars, he needs two, in the Hackney area this weekend, then please do let us know because he's a bit stuck.
Yeah, the only other thing I can see him doing is like a Blue Peter job and do elastic bands around a... I suppose an ice cream box or something.
Oh, yeah. Just make one yourself, Ed. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, good luck with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So there is some innuendo bingo action at 1:45 this afternoon. Not two people today. Becky's not here. So Chris is riding solo, which means they are generally the most revolting ones.
Oh, definitely the messiest.
Yeah, because instead of sitting opposite someone and spitting the water out, Chris... just lies on the floor, so if he spits, it goes back up in the air and then back down on his face.
Yeah. You've previously said this was your favourite video of me.
Still is. Is it on Radio 1 YouTube?
Yeah, Innuendo Bingo with Yogurt.
So good. Is that the one where the spaghetti hoops come out as well?
Yeah, and the pea soup.
That was amazing. So let's try...
Look at him.
It brings me joy. Let's try and do another one as good as that at 1.45. It will get messy. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. 1.45, make sure you're there for Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, a lot of people are thinking that you're playing on your own today, Chris, because you've got beef with Rihanna off of films, Rihanna off of pop.
No, hopefully not. I didn't even think of that, to be honest.
She wasn't happy last time, though. You soaked her. But that's not why.
She hasn't replied to emails.
She hasn't?
No.
I think she's away, though.
Ah, right,
I think
yeah.
She's off, is that
day
right?
Off, is it?
Yeah, I think she's off for a week.
Oh, maybe.
So
okay.
That's why. So it's all fine.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hopefully. I think. She said, don't send flowers. She wants jewellery.
No.
That's you need to sort it out, because she's brilliant at playing Innuendo Bingo, and you really miffed her last time. Good use of the word miffed there.
Mm.
Right, there's something really weird going on at my gym at the moment. Do you remember, strange people seem to be in there when I'm in there. Do you remember I told you about the man in a full suit on the pull-up machine before?
Yes.
Then there was the Chinese lady who was on the treadmill facing the wrong way and using it.
I keep meaning to try that. I'm sure
no,
it's dangerous.
But... It's really dangerous. But then I felt bad because I alerted one of the instructors. I was like, there's a Chinese lady over there. She's doing it the wrong way. And they chucked her out.
Really?
Yeah, but I was doing it for her own, you know, safety, really.
Grass.
Because it looked dangerous. Now there's a woman that's in there every time I'm in there, and she's not there to start with. I'm in there first. And then she comes in, she breezes in. I'd say she's in her 40s, and she goes, morning! And is really smiley.
Is that Fern Cotton?
In her 40s.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I just meant the impression.
Wow, this is why you're so good with girls.
Right.
Send her flowers as well while you're at it.
Oh,
well done, everyone.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant the impression.
Morning. And she's very smiley. But all she does is has one go on everything and leaves every day. Right, so she'll do the shoulder press first of all. Uses it once.
Bosh.
Move on. Then the machine to work out your legs. Uses it once. Moves on. Gets on the rowing machine. Rows.
Doesn't just do one.
No, she does one row and then just goes. So it takes her about, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
But she goes, this happens every time.
Is she looking good for it?
Goes around the whole gym and then she makes a point of going, bye! And that's it. And this has happened like 3 or 4 times now. She isn't looking the best for it, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Thursday. It's 1.45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Some people are now taking their lunch break a little bit earlier so they don't miss Innuendo Bingo. If you're rising at the moment, put the pen and paper down or move away from the computer. Or... just switch the computer to the Radio 1 website, because we're about to have some live Innuendo Bingo. You can watch us now. There I am. Hello, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get on the website for live Innuendo Bingo. It's happening today. Chris is riding solo. He's not spitting at anybody. But the good thing is he is lying on the floor. So when he spits, when he finds the clip of Innuendo Bingo funny, it'll go straight back up and then into his own face. Now, last time we did this, it was my favourite video that we've done so far. If you look at Chris now, if you watch the website, he's wearing a red shirt and is lying on a red kind of cover, that sheet we put down so it doesn't get that messy.
The one with the stains.
Yeah, it looks to me like you're just a floating head.
It's a
sea of red and then quite a white, pasty face. Right, so you ready?
Yeah, we're doing this with yoghurt, yeah?
Yes, today we are doing it with yoghurt, just to up it a bit, you know? Because sometimes the water just gets a bit boring, especially if you're on your own. Now, Becky, if you are watching, because Becky's not here today, don't worry, we have got health and safety covered. There's nothing for you to worry about. Everything has been gone through and checked. And also, if you look at the webcam now, there is a man wearing a high-vis jacket. So that is health and safety covered. And he is the man also spooning the natural yoghurt into Chris's, my friend's, mouth here.
Oh.
Okay, so you ready for your first little bit?
Yeah.
Play along at home and let me know if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. Get online now. You need to see this. Okay, so Chris has a mouthful of, I think it's Greek yogurt. You right there? Okay, do your best. Now, this one is spotted by a secret source at BBC Guernsey. It's on BBC Guernsey. Obviously, the person there probably works there and doesn't want to name themselves. But I tell you, Guernsey is really quite a different culture to the rest of Britain.
That's your challenge for today, then. Let us know if you're successful in slipping it in without anyone noticing.
It's gone up his nose. This is my favourite. I prefer the solo ones.
Oh, no. Oh, it's gross, isn't it?
Yeah. You need to watch this, everybody. Oh, it is the best. Okay. Oh. Next one.
Ready? Are you going to feed me? Or
yep. Feed him. This is spotted by Gareth from Bridgend. Gareth in Bridgend, give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. Ready? And now let's head over to Vanessa Feltz on Radio 2.
And people say that you achieve a state of dampness where you cannot become any damp. It's a bit like that when I was aboard the flotilla that day. It couldn't get any wetter. You'd already exceeded and surpassed all possible expectations of damp and moistness.
Oh, that is... Good shot at yourself there. Let's not wipe it off too much.
What?
That's it. Oh. Okay. How's that yoghurt tasting?
Awful.
Do you not like it?
No.
We should have added some honey. It makes it a bit sweeter.
Right.
More, please.
Hang on. Oh.
Not your favourite taste, is it? Yoghurt. Okay. This one is sent in by Stephen from somewhere in Ireland. And it's from Home and Away. It's Lottie and Dex having a chat. And they've got a big night ahead of them.
So do you think you can come?
Not only will I come, I will be super impressive. Seriously, I'm going to shine so hard, he'll be permanently blinded.
Hang on, this has gone up my nose.
I can't see half of your face.
No, have we got the towel?
Covered in yogurt.
Where's the towel?
You're starting to panic.
Health and safety's been awful, isn't it?
It looks like you're about to have one of those shaves off of barbers.
All right, no, hang on.
Stop, don't get angry. Hey, that's my Cyprus towel that I bought back from Cyprus.
It's gone right... I don't know what to do here. It's gone right up my nose.
It's all right. It'll be fine.
I can't do any...
Okay. Hey, Lawson had been wiped down by that towel. How's that make you feel? More yoghurt, please.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Hello to Flo, making cupcakes and watching Innuendo Bingo. Mark, who's watching in Solihull. This one is sent in by Lois, and it's from Gok Cooks Chinese. Ready? Ready? Gok really will cook anything.
Right, for the morning glory, you can be quite rough with this vegetable.
That was the best one. Straight up the nose. Don't be sick. Right there.
I can't deal with this. Hang on. Oh, this is the worst one ever.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
It's right up my nose.
Okay. Nige from Bicester has been watching Hairy Bikers.
This is gross.
More yoghurt, please. And this is Hairy Bikers, Mum Knows Best.
It's going, mate.
Now, what I do next...
Yes, sorry.
...is just finish it off by hand.
Just a little spurt there.
Now, what I do next...
Yes, sorry.
...is just finish it off by hand.
You can't move. Hello? Are you okay? All right. That was quite well held there. Just a little bit of yoghurt there. Victoria in Reading has sent this one in, and it's from Moira Stewart. on Chris Evans' show on Radio 2. Ready?
No.
Here we go.
I have the corner.
What's happening? Okay. All right, we're just wiping him down.
This is a nightmare.
I know. All fine. Wow, it's all over your face. Okay. Moira Stewart on Radio 2. Let's go.
I have very fond memories of Bournemouth. Went there as a child.
Yes.
I also cannot swim. I am terrified of boats. And you nearly finished me off on the helicopter.
That's good in the hair.
Health and safety.
You nearly finished me off on the helicopter.
There we are. Thank you, Moira.
This is a nightmare.
Right, OK. Not many more now.
What do you mean, many more?
Not that many more.
Oh, it's in my hair.
Lisa says, I'm considering quitting my job so I can watch this more often.
Yep.
Jane's watching online, loves it. Becky is going to kick your ass. Health and safety has gone mad, but it's brilliant. That's from Louise in Reigate. Don't worry, Becky, if you're watching, it's all fine. Ready? Mm-hmm. Gok's been at it again.
When the morning glory has wilted, drizzle with sesame oil.
Oh, this is my favourite. Okay, not many more now. All right, Chris?
Feed me, quick.
Okay. Now let's head over to Sunday Morning Live. This one's sent in by Chris. Give yourself some points. And the subject of gay marriage was on the agenda.
There's much more important things a government should be concentrating on whether or not somebody can take somebody else up the aisle.
A small spot there. You're right, Chris. Help him, someone.
Worse.
Okay, I'm sorry this is so long. It must feel longer for you. Okay.
More?
A little bit more. Yeah. Running out of yoghurt. Adam has sent this one in from BBC Radio Derby. Ready?
Mm. Oh, dear. I wish I could blow a saxophone like that, don't you? I wish I could blow anything. Well, I can do, I think, I can do, like, you know, a comb and toilet paper.
Mm. Yeah.
I wish I could blow anything.
Got your second time round there. Just one more. You have to have a hair wash and everything.
I've had enough of this.
All right. Katie in Brighton, thank you for sending this in. This is my favourite. And it's back to Hairy Bikers, Mum's No Best.
But before we taste it all, there is one last thing to do.
You know, something that beautiful deserves a name.
How about Grandmother's Barovian Love Sponge? Grandmother's Barovian Love Sponge.
Hi, Chris. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Greek Yogurt. Let us know if you watched. We'll try and get a video for that later because it's... If you're just listening on the radio, you need to watch the video. We'll let you know later on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're not looking happy, Chris. What's up?
I just can't get the smell of this Greek yoghurt out my... Well, just off my body and hair. So I'm looking at maybe having a shower mid-show.
Don't use the Radio 1 shower.
But I'm thinking I might have to.
Don't do it. You don't know what's happened in there.
Well, you won't tell me.
It's best you don't know, but don't use it. It's been there a long time, you know?
I might just have to use it very quickly, just in and out.
All the grates have been in there.
No, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do, yeah.
There's some shampoo in there.
Okay, right. If you're going to use the Radio 1 shower, do not, whatever you do, use that brown towel.
Yeah, right.
No, don't use that.
No?
Also, that sheet we put down for Innuendo Bingo, I've been quite busy lately. I know I keep saying it, but I am going to get that sheet on a hot wash tonight.
Yeah.
It's going on at least 60. It's time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is my favourite text of the day, maybe the week. Hi, Scott, loving the show. Innuendo Bingo, so funny. Just wanted to say, I'm a bit disappointed. Only just heard about this festival this morning. No time to get tickets or make arrangements. Where was it advertised?
Are you serious?
That was quite a shock.
I don't think we've talked about Hackney Weekend enough, obviously. That's incredible. P.S. Can't wait till next Innuendo Bingo. That's Tuesday, 1:45. Don't forget. Do you know a while ago, Chris, we did a campaign on Radio 1 called Share, Take Care, which was actually really good, really kind of good advice on how to protect yourself online.
And I remember it,
and
yeah,
how to be careful about what you put about yourself on the internet.
We gave Becky access to my Facebook.
That's right,
we?
Yeah.
She sort of.
And also we found out that a lot of employers, most employers now, future employers, do look you up on the internet.
Yes.
So it's kind of important, you know, what's on there about you. I was just thinking, if you ever have to look for a proper job, it's not going to go well for you, is it? Because all the future employers will look you up and just see you lying on a floor on a red sheet.
Yeah, right.
Spitting yoghurt out.
Yeah, very good point.
And various other really weird things that we've done.
This is entirely your fault.
You're going to have to be a side piece for life. Sidekick for life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay then, bring on the music. Bring on the posh Radio 4 lady. It is time for Dear Scott. Got something to say to me? Then this is where you do it. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll get the message. We'll get the posh Radio 4 lady to read it out for you.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hi.
I was listening to Chris's pitches to Deborah Meaden the other day via the Scott Mills Daily podcast. One I was very intrigued about was the Ice Cream app, which locates the nearest ice cream vans via GPS and can show you directions.
Chris was convinced that this was a brilliant idea for an app. So this was the idea that you pitched to Deborah Meaden off Dragon's Den.
Ice Cream is cleverly named, and it tells you how near your nearest ice cream van is.
That's quite good.
So instead of hearing just the, you know, the noise it makes, you can see on an app where it is, and then just sort of, there should be a button on it which goes, come here now, and this ice cream van just sort of converge on your position.
Chris, I'm a little concerned that it's actually solving a problem that doesn't exist.
Oh, she did her Dragon's Den voice. She scares me when she does that.
Unfortunately, I have to tell you, Chris, that at our uni in Ilmenau, Thuringen, we've already implemented that idea a while ago. The website voisdereisman.de translates to Where is the Ice Cream Man? And shows you where our local van currently stands.
They've already done it in Ilmenau, Thuringen. Is that in Germany?
Wo ist die Eismann?
Yeah. So
it's not a very snappy name, that.
Well, it is if you're German, because it means the same.
The feature is also included in our official university app,
oh,
smiley.
Rubbish.
Chris's calling the van function would be a good additional idea to the phone app, so I'll bring that up on our next meeting. Love you all. Johannes from Germany.
Thank you, Johannes. Another international listener.
I'm going to look into that, because I can't help but feel they've heard a brilliant idea and have gone back to their uni and gone, right, we should make this. Vo is the Iceman.
So you think they've heard our podcast and then...
Well,
and then...
I want to get that checked because I'm convinced this is a great idea.
But you think that you thought of it first and then they've claimed it?
Yeah.
In yeah. 2 days?
Well, I'm just saying, it's suspicious.
This is my favourite idea that you pitched to Deborah Meaden.
Dirty dragon pens.
What does that involve?
And then what we could do is maybe put the dragons on the pens. But I think there's good money in this.
That is the sound of a speechless dragon.
She really wasn't impressed with that.
I'm sure she's thinking about it now and thinking that was a missed opportunity, though. The dirty dragon pen.
Dirty dragon pens.
What does that involve?
And then what we could do...
Listen to the gasp on.
I don't think you were happy that I pitched that. I did say, I'd look to you and said, should I do plan C? Because the other two, the ice cream van and the other one, I said didn't go down too well.
Well, you could have just run it by me off air first. I didn't think she took
went
too
for
well
plan
to that.
C. She didn't like that, no.
And next.
Dear Scott, I found someone else's shopping list in a basket at the supermarket today and thought of you. Not sure why. Anywho, here it is, should you care.
Why did you think of me? Oh, look, here's someone else's shopping list.
Veg times two. Ready meal for mum and me. TV mag. Peppered steak slices. Sliced onion. I think that's a bit lazy if you ask me.
Yep.
Trousers for Dave. Shirts times two.
I agree, it's like people that buy carrot batons. Seriously?
You think it's lazy?
Get a knife. Do it yourself.
Not a particularly exciting list, but then I only popped in for a bag of salad and some muesli. I'm on the diet again. Sigh. Lots of love from Kit. Just got home from Asda, Eastleigh.
Yes, to Asda and Eastleigh. I know it well. Thank you, Kate.
They got everything in there then. Clothes, shirts for Dave, or trousers for Dave, whatever it was on the list.
Yeah.
All sorts.
I do like it, people that still make shopping lists as well.
Yeah.
There's something quite old school about it, which I like.
Is there an app in that? Sure, oh, it's been done.
God. And next.
Hi, Scott and team. I'm living in a Tibetan monastery in South India at the moment, teaching English to Tibetan monks. I love it, but it's pretty quiet here in the evenings because being a girl, I'm not allowed out after 6 p.m.
I love it when we get emails on Dear Scott from international listeners. And this is one of them. So, if you imagine, she's in the Tibetan monastery listening to our podcast.
Most evenings when the electricity is working, I try and listen to your podcasts or listen live. There's a 4.5 hour difference. You, Becky and Chris give me a little hilarious slice of home. So massive thanks, Smiley. Lots of love, Mia.
So you can imagine, most of the time, the Tibetan monastery sounds like this. Sure, why there's a 90s beat.
What is this?
Just a song I found.
Is this what it sounds like there?
Yeah, same.
The Tibetans.
Yeah. Technically, this may not be a Tibetan monastery.
Did you say she teaches the Tibetan monks English?
Yeah.
So she must be using your English, so to speak.
Off of
an actual... Yeah. And there's monks everywhere shouting, go on, pigs.
Yeah. I'm loving this 90s beat. Yeah, see, I don't know whether they're actual Tibetan monks.
I'd quite like a night out at the monastery.
Yeah, I would. Also feels like you could be having a massage, doesn't it? Anyway. So that's going on in the monastery, and then there's Mia in the corner of the monastery listening to this.
But before we taste it all, there is one last thing to do.
You know, something that beautiful deserves a name.
How about Grandmother's Barovian Love Sponge?
She's in the corner, just lolling away. Monks are over the other side.
Grandmother's Barovian Love Sponge.
It's all wrong, isn't it?
What a legend. Thank you, Mia.
I also met a really nice girl who was outside Radio 1 as I left yesterday, and she was like, hey, are you Scott Mills? And I was like, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm Tyler. And she was from Massachusetts, and she studies at Yale, and she listens to our Scott Mills Daily every day, and she's in London just studying for 2 months. So hi, if you're listening. It was really nice to meet you yesterday. She's so sweet, but knew absolutely everything about the show, like,
wow.
Listens every day. And the reason she got into our show in the first place, because she loves McFly. About 4 years ago, she used to love McFly, and then just found our show that way.
Mm.
Really cool. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, if she's in. If not, hello anyway, my darling. T-O-T-D-S. And of course, the PR4L. You have a sexy voice, and I'd like to see a pic of you. Yeah. I know someone emailed last week about it, but was wondering if there's been any movement on the whole Chris and Sir Elton friendship situation.
Maybe you could update us.
Truthfully, no. I haven't chased this up, actually. I need to do so. It's one of those things that I... to-do list.
This is after watching the Jubilee concert a few weeks back. Chris decided that him and Elton John have got a lot in common, so decided to try... and get in touch.
Yeah. I mean, we wrote the letter to him. I don't know if anyone's actually managed to hand it to him. If they have, they can get in touch and let us know. That'd be good.
Remind me, what was similar about you two again?
Well, we both support Watford. Both grew up in Pinner. I suppose that's about it, really, but...
I don't want to sound weird, but I think I'm starting to get a proper lad crush on Chris. A bit like my one I have on James Corden. He just seems like a bloke you want as a friend.
Okay. Lad crush is on. You ever had a lad crush?
No.
At all? Must be a footballer.
Me having a lad crush on someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there must be someone. I suppose... I suppose James Bond and...
James Bond?
Lloyd Doyley? He's a Watford player. You won't know him.
No, don't know him. Stuart Pearce.
Oh, God, yeah.
There we are, see? Thank you, one that doesn't speak, for helping me out there.
Yeah.
I'm not much like Sir Elton. In fact, I don't support Watford, I didn't grow up in Pinner, nor did I write Rocket Man or Sacrifice. If you can please play a little of that now. What a tune.
Oh, wow, this is on.
No problem, darling.
I can't believe you've got this.
Of course I have.
It is a tune.
First Enigma, and now Elton John. It's 1990 on Radio 1.
It's a human sign when things go wrong.
But I do love football, drinking beer, and generally being a lad. Wehey. So my point is, Chris, my best mate is moving to Australia this week for 2 years minimum, maybe up to six, and I'm looking for someone to replace him while he's gone. As you're looking for a new friend, I'm proper up for it, and thought it could kill two birds with one stone.
OK, so this person wants to be your friend, what are you saying?
Nice idea in principle. It sounds awkward to Elton John, though.
Hang on, chorus. Oh, no, not yet. Carry on.
Don't worry, Scott, I'm not trying to steal him away from you, but just keen on a new friend. Anyway, so I've got a vacancy there. Let us know. Be appreciated. Thanks. Matt, off of Stevenage.
Choruses.
P.S. I'll even come to a Watford game if you'll come to a Spurs game with me.
Your favourite?
I don't think Elton could have put this any better, really. I'm up for that.
Okay, cool. We'll be in touch. Next.
Idea development for Chris to hopefully fix his relationship with Mrs. Mead. Instead of when you tip the pen, their clothes come off, they could change into actual dragons. Winner. Kelly, design student in Ellesmere Port.
Design students, but not
brilliant.
Meadham was not impressed with the current state of the tip and strip pens.
No.
Rethink it. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, and anyone else who might be hanging around. Around 14 months ago, in Show and Tell, Chris brought a book in by Neil Strauss called The Game.
Oh, yeah. We know all about this book. It's how to get women.
It's the ultimate pickup guide.
After Chris made this book sound so successful, I decided, along with another lonely friend of mine, to go out and purchase our own copies of the book to find out how successful we could be. Winking smiley. I don't normally like reading, but this book I was determined to get the most of.
I don't normally like reading.
I know what he means.
Reading is just not for me.
I was the same when I got the game.
And then you read it.
Mm.
And it changed your life.
Oh, yeah.
Within 2 weeks, I found myself talking to a beautiful and intelligent girl called Harriet. We hit it off straight away and never looked back. This Saturday, on the 23rd of June, we will have been together for a full year. Mine and hers longest ever relationship. I feel I owe you and show some thanks for this. So, thank you. Smiley. From Mike, off of Telford, age 20.
That is incredible.
Incredible. In fact, that might be the greatest achievement of my life. Think about it.
Yeah, no, you might be right.
P.S. It's Meryl Streep's birthday soon, June the 22nd, if you fancy sending her a nudie pen. Winking smiley.
She would love one, Streep would.
Writing that down.
Write that down. That's brilliant. I'm really glad you found love, thanks to a pickup guide called The Game on this show. That's incredible. Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just send me an email.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Chris here wants to get some letters from celebrities, some thank you letters, and has bought 100 nudie pens to see if we get a reply. We're going to send them out for celebrity birthdays or if they're having, you know, a special occasion, weddings, jubilees, whatever.
We've got a mixture of male and female, I'd like to point out.
Yeah, so... You know these pens, you can get them on the French exchanges,
yeah.
If you've ever been on one of those. It's a picture of a man or a lady on the pen, and you turn it upside down, and all their clothes fall off.
There they go.
Nice. And we'll see if we can get an actual reply back from a celebrity to say thank you for the nudie pens. Now, You're about to send out some letters and pens today, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I've made the letters, right. Got the pens ready. I just need to post them, really.
Just to see who we get a reply from.
But I've sort of done a template for all of them.
Okay.
There's a few birthdays. I've done four to start with.
Who are you sending the pens out to today, then?
Today we got... I'm going to send out to Jeremy Kyle, because he's got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
To Anthony Costa.
Did you send love to Graham?
I did. P.S.
Wicked.
Love to Graham. Anthony Costa, who's the lad from Blue.
Off of weeing on cash machines.
George Michael. He's got a birthday coming up, I believe. And Prince William. Now, I've got to hurry up with Prince William, because it's his birthday today.
Yeah. Okay, and so you've done a cover letter?
Yes, I have done a letter, yeah.
Would you be able to read me the cover letter you've sent, you're going to send to
really?
Prince William? To William, yeah.
Okay. Dear Prince William, just wanted to send you a quick letter to wish you a very happy birthday. I hope you have a fantastic day. To celebrate, I wanted to send you a small gift, a nudie pen. They are pretty retro, but I hoped it would bring you a small amount of pleasure. I know you're a married man now, so maybe keep it away from the wife. I reckon it... What? I reckon it would be more up Harry Street, to be honest. But will be a cheap present should you wish to re-gift it and pass it on. I can get hold of more if you need. Please reply so I know that you have received my letter and gift. I have enclosed a stamped address envelope. Have a fantastic day. And enjoy the nudie pen. Your friend and loyal subject, Chris.
That's a good letter.
I've done my address on the top, so...
Did you really call Kate Middleton... The wife.
Well, she is, isn't she? I mean...
Yeah, well, I do think that royalty do reply, so I'm hoping that we will get something back. Who do you think is going to be the first to reply out of that lot?
I reckon it'll be a representative from Clarence House.
Do you?
But you never know. You don't know with these things. Hopefully, Prince... I reckon Anthony Costa's going to reply.
I also think that George Michael will love a nudie pen.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Male or female?
Male. Also, we've got some very exciting news. You have already had your first thank you letter. This
yes.
is so good. So, read out the thank you letter for me.
It says,
this is someone that today has received a nudie pen.
Yeah.
Go.
To Chris, thank you so much for the nudie pen. You're the best. Kiss. Lana Del Rey. They say that the world
was built for two. How good is that? So Lana Del Rey was in the Live Lounge earlier,
yeah.
And you gave her a nudie pen.
I ran down here with my letter in hand, pen in the envelope, so to speak.
Is that one?
And,
you know what I mean? Pen in the envelope.
And handed it over. Sort of ignored her people, just handed it over. There you go, happy birthday. Because it's her birthday today.
And she wrote you a thank you.
And she loved it.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it and then wrote me this little note as a thank you.
Now we have a picture of not only the note from Lana Del Rey saying thanks,
yeah.
but also you and her holding a nudie pen.
Yeah.
Good work.
Secured that one.
We're going to have to censor that picture because if you zoom in...
Yes.
You can see it.
She was enjoying it and they took the photo at... yes, you're right. We're going to have to censor that right away. Didn't think of that.
But I'm really proud of you. That is really good work there.
Great start.
What a good start. A reply kind of from Lana Del Rey. You got a thank you note. That's what we wanted.
Well, that's what we're aiming for here, isn't it?
So, obviously, we've got this job lot of pens. One down, 99 to go.
Yes.
Who's going to be the next to reply? We're going to try and get a picture of this evidence, the note, on the Scott Mills Facebook and on the website soon, just so you can see that we're not lying. We do actually have this letter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
If you want to look at the Radio 1 Facebook, you can see the actual note given to Chris by Lana Del Rey, saying thanks for the nudie pen. Just put Radio 1 into Facebook and you'll see it. Actual evidence for people who are not believing. And also, if you go to our YouTube channel, just type in BBC Radio 1 on YouTube and the video of today's very messy innuendo bingo with Greek yoghurt is up there right now. Just put BBC Radio 1 into YouTube, you'll find it. Some highlights, but it does come with a warning.
Yes, it says it contains disturbing scenes.
Yeah.
When you try and click play.
Damn right. So go to Radio 1 on YouTube and get the innuendo bingo video from earlier if you missed it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today we welcome to Oh, What's Occurring for the first time, Toddler T.
Hey.
Are you right?
Very well, man. Good. Excited about the weekend, excited about the fact that Naz is currently in the Radio 1 One Extra Towers.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
I just saw two properly scary security guards.
One of his security men is big.
Like, so big.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's problematic.
Yeah. So, are you doing stuff with Naz today?
I'm about to interview him. I've bought his record since I was 9 years old. This is a big moment for me.
You've never met him before?
No. I just listened to his album upstairs, though. He did an album playback, and he seems like a very, very nice guy. And, of course, he's playing at Hackney this weekend.
Absolutely. Like, I don't know about you, we were talking about this earlier. I can't get my head around the lineup because there's so many people on, it's insane.
I know. My friend was like, who are you going to see? And I was like, trying to think who I was going to see, and it was too much.
Yeah. Obviously, it's too much.
It's too much.
I might write into Radio 1 and complain. There's just too much on.
Radio 1, stop being so entertaining.
Stop being so good. So what will you be doing at Hackney Weekend?
I'm DJing on the Sunday, 5 o'clock, on the outdoor stage, but I will obviously want to see Rihanna. I think everyone wants to see Rihanna. Jay-Z. Naz is the main reason I want to be there. And just vibes it up with all the Hackney community and the rest of the Radio 1 DJs. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
For now, you're going to play our little game called Oh, What's Occurring. It's a simple guessing game.
Okie doke.
It's not hard.
Right.
Tom Etheridge from Maidstone has been on. Thank you, Tom. One of our listeners. I like it when people suggest little situations for Oh, What's Occurring. Yeah. So, Tom was watching the recap of the Scottish Rally Championships the other night.
Right.
Good man. I don't know why.
Yep.
But it's a very straightforward question. How many times during the Scottish Rally Championships, what Tom was watching the other night, did the commentator say the word bogey?
Bogey?
Yeah. You got 10 Scott Mills points if you want them, if you get the correct number. Are we... Has it got to be the exact number? Okay.
I mean, my knowledge of this sport is very limited, so I don't know if a bogey is a technical term like it would be in other sports. I know a bogey is obviously something that's up your nose.
Yeah.
I would say 3 times.
Right, so you don't think it's been used that much?
Nah.
Toddler T says 3 times. What are you saying, Chris?
It's a tricky one, this, but it's got to be more than 3. I'm thinking higher. I'm thinking 20.
20?
Yeah.
There's a lot of bogeys going on.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, here is the coverage of the Scottish Rally Championships, but listen to the commentator saying bogey.
Bogey and Ray flew out of the traps in stage 1.
Bogey was still out in front.
I think we're behind Bogey on that last one.
Bogey, though.
Bogey.
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 Bogey. Only 54 seconds down on Bogey. Bogey.
Bogey's a bit of a hero.
Bogey and Ray were 27 seconds quicker.
There was no let-up from Bogey in the next test.
Trying to catch Bogey. Barring a massive collapse by Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey's closest challenger. Bogey.
Who would be a thorn in Bogey's side?
Bogey and Ray retain their lead.
Bogey and Ray.
Bogey and Ray. Bogey and Ray. There's no catching our leader, Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey and Bogey saw his hopes evaporate.
Bogey. Bogey.
Bogey's.
That's Bogey's rally over.
Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey. Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey. Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey's.
Bogey.
Wow. If you'd added another 3 on, you would have been dead right.
Yeah, just quite. That is a lot of bogeys.
33 bogeys. Chris was nearest, but you still haven't got the points because you said 20.
Oh,
yeah, here we go. Let's do this.
Limit on bogey.
Oh yeah.
Bogey. Bogey.
Bogey.
Thank you, Toddler T.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
We'll see you at Hackney Weekend.
Oh, what's occurring?
If you said 33 bogeys, give yourself 10 well-earned points.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.